Hagoyin Hagadol, Rav David Kohn Shlita, Kiyodua, has written many svarim. One of the svarim that Rav David Kohn wrote is a sefer that's called Yiddish, and the subtitle to the sefer is Hasafa HaKedosha, Yiddish, the holy language. Now, the mission statement of this sefer is Imrois Ubituyim Besfas Yiddish. So he basically goes through different idioms and catchphrases and even slang that we find in the Yiddish language. So for those that speak Mamelushin can appreciate a lot that's happening in this Sefer. And he shows that all of these phrases are not stam phrases that sort of evolved culturally, but they're yisoidam baharei kodesh. They're rooted and they're founded literally in kedusha. Mea Tanach, haTalmud, the haMedrash. One of the examples that Rav David Kohn Shlita brings in his sefer is related to the topic of the last two dafin. We'll mention that, and then we'll take this opportunity to digress a little bit, have a little bit of fun, and go through this sefer, which is Mole V'Gadish, Bikios, Charifos, good old-fashioned brilliance, and even a little bit of humor. And that is, there's a Yiddish expression that's called Fus is the Intish Teshira. Truth is, some say Untish Teshura, you're going to forgive me for my Polish or Galiciana Yiddish, which is going to hopefully come out during this raid. It also translates in English as, you know, tachlis, what's the bottom line? But there's a Yiddish expression called the intish teshira. So Rav David Kohn says, it's posh to him what the makar to this expression is. He said, this expression of the intish teshira, he said, it comes from Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samachala from the base. Because the Gemara said, v'tzorich lahachzer me'inyone shel shtar b'shita achroina, and it's kapaskin d'shulchan aruch ha'shemish b'tzimin reish samach dalet, that if a sofer writes a document, it could be a yud beis shurois in the document, but the last line has to have in it all the toichin. So really, if you want to know what's tutzach in a document, you have to read through the whole document. Just read the bottom line, read the untish teshura, and if you do that, you're going to know everything that's going on. So he says that Vus is the intish teshir. It's on page 115. You want to know the makar? The makar is Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So again, just to go through some, and this is totally random. I picked out like 20, but there's hundreds inside the sefer. It's very kedai to be ayin sham if this is something that you're able to do. But regardless, there's a Yiddish expression called Ayur Mita Mitvach, right? Ayur Mita Mitvach. What's the makar to that expression? So it comes from two Gemaras, both in Masechtas Ksubas. It's really two Mishnayas, right? The Mishnah says in Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph that Noisna Lebesula Yud Beis Chodesh Mishatav Haba. Once upon a time, Irisin and Nesuin didn't all happen under the Chuppah, but there was a very large amount of time that lapsed between the Erisin and the Nesuin. How much time? They would give a Besula Yud Beis Chodesh. Now we know the Mishnah also says, Ksubas Daf Beis Amin Aleph, that Besula Nisais L'Yoy Maravi, which means that from the time of Erisin until the Besula got married, they would wait Yud Beis Chodesh, and then they would wait to the following Wednesday, based on the first halacha of Pesach Pesuach and Tainus Pesulim. The first sugya, Masechtas Ksubas, of Pesulim Nisus Liyam Erevi. So he says it's Pashit. That's where the expression came from. So that, you know, it's going to take how long? Ayum et HaMitvach. Because that was once upon a time, something that was very real. It took a year until you even can talk about the Nisuin, and then it was the following Wednesday. That's the expression. Here's another good one. You ever heard the expression? Eret Gitzult V'Atatala. Right? What's the regard to that? Hey, Gitzult V'Atatala. So Rav David Kohn writes in his sefer, it's Poshet. It's Bava Kama Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara, in the beginning of Bava Kama, the first Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin. And then the Gemara says, Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. And then we have a Braisa. The Braisa says, you know how many Avos Nezikin there are? There's 24 Avos Nezikin. So the Gemara says, in that Braisa of Chaf Dalet Avos Nezikin, I might correlate Avos. So it's the Lashon HaGemara. The Meshaleh Meitav Ka'avos. Because all of these chevra, the halachas, they have the din of meitav, a mazik has to pay meitav, the mishalim meitav ka'avos. Et gitzult meitav via tatalos. This is the makar. This inyan was et gitzult via tatalos. Either way, just to go through some more random ones. There's an expression, ein kleinigkeit. My grandfather used to always say that. Ein kleinigkeit. What does it mean, ein kleinigkeit? That means we're you're talking about something that's super impressive, but you're almost making it sound as if it's not such a big deal. It says it's pashut. It comes from a Gemara, Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Right? The Gemara says the Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ma Hashem Shoyel Miyamach." What does the Eibishter want from you? Kiim liyira oisi. Right? The Gemara, Otu yirish shemayim milsa zitrisi. Ein kleiner guy. What yirish shemayim is as a milsa zitrisa that you can make mamish as if it's not a big deal. Here's another interesting one. A bubba maisa. Right? What's the makar to a bubba maisa? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, a bubba maisa, stories that you heard from your bubba, your baba, right? That's what it is. That's what a bubba maisa is. But it's actually not true. The makar to a bubba maisa, it actually comes from Rebbe Leo Bacher. So Rebbe Leo Bacher was a 15th century Italian gadol. He's very famous in the world of diktok. He wrote some very, very important svarim. And one of the svarim slash books that were written by Rebbe Leo Bacher was he translated a book that was popular in the secular world. It was known as Bovo d'Antona. So this was some Italian work, and it was a fable. It was a myth. It was a story about a knight. Ganza Maisa. But the bottom line, I never read it. But it was some sort of mythical tale, and he translated it, made it a little Yiddish, meaning he made it a little bit more appropriate for the Jewish world, and he called it, not Bovo d'Antona, but he called it the Bovo Buch. This Bava Buch was a made-up story. This was fiction, science fiction, something along those lines. And because this story was a made-up story, and the title of the book was the Bava Buch, so the Bava Maisa somehow is what this became into. But this is the Shirish, this is the Makar. It comes from Leo Bacher, one of the great Gaonim of 500 years ago. There's an expression that somebody erlebt mit der Heuche Fenster. What's a Heuche Fenster? Right, he's a Gewirr. He's the Heuche Fenster. What's the Makar to the Heuche Fenster? So he brings it from Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, but we just learned the Gemara together not so long ago. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin in Bava Basra. So the Gemara said, Kol Yemei Oni Roim. Ben Sira said, Af Halelois. Not only the days of the Oni are bad, even his nights are bad. Why? Because Bishval Gagim Gagoy. So what does that mean? Because his roof is lower than all the other roofs. So what happens is when it rains, so the rain drips down from all the roofs that are on the top and they end up by him. So if the Araman is Bishval Gagim Gagoy, where does the Gvir live? Elayt mit the Hoiche Fenster. He says that's where this expression came from, this idea of the Hoiche Fenster. Because you see clearly that this is where the Gvir lives. This is an interesting one. By Oizayin, Zihot mir gegeben ibrin gap. So I don't know why this has to be Z hat mir gegeben ibrim kap versus er hat mir gegeben ibrim kap, but it's by Zion, clearly referring to she. So Z hat mir gegeben ibrim kap. It's talking about where a person's wife, you know, he nosno li ala rosh. This is the Hebrew translation. So he says nira shebitu izen noivea mikro. The Bereshis Perikim will prosecute base. By Yomer Adam said, "Ho isha shenosata imadi he nos nolimena eats for oicha." Right when Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam, what, like you knew you weren't supposed to eat from this fruit?" He says, "What do you mean? Ho isha ashenosata imadi he nos nolimena eats." So the Balaturim over there says something very interesting. If you've never seen it, Balaturim says, "Vezel l'shoynei l'fi apshat." Says what happened was my wife took the tree, right? You ever saw his Balaturim? That Chavit took the holtz from the Eitz Hadas and she started hitting Adam until Adam Pashit had no choice but to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the Pasnik that says, Ho isha shenosata imadi, he nosnali, ziot mir gegeben, vusot zi mir gegeben, clap. Right, patch. That's what I ended up getting. Hare nosnali shetarkumai biyiddish. Who zihot mir gegeben? Rot soloimer. What's the taich? Shehikisani. So you see clearly. Zihot mir gegeben ibnim kap. It comes nosna. Gegeben means hikisani. Based on this balatum. This is an expression I never saw, but this is dava biita matoiv. Yener is achanek lichtel. So what does that mean? Yene is achanaka lichto. So he says, Ratzaloyma shehu kamsin gadol she'ein nehenem imenu klum. Because the Gemara says, in Shabbos chafalef amibayz, that as it relates to ner chanaka, it's also l'shtamish la'ira. So you say about a person, he's a chanaka lichto. So I was discussing this with Rabbi Cohn, Rabbi David Cohn's son, last night. So he told me, me'inu le'inyan, that his father always says about a person, and he says, as a kamsin like the Ravid. As I karg be the Ravid, he says, why is the Ravid karg? He says, because the Ravid gehad kleine hasugas. So he says, he's kind of like the Ravid, right? Kleina Asogis. But regardless, as a Chanukah Lechtel, a new phrase to use to cover this holiday season. Machin Choizik, right? What's the Makat to Machin Choizik? So he says, he holds the Pshat is like this. He said, the Pshat is, because the Pasuk says regarding Parai, Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, right? The Eibishter made Choizik. How did it come that Hashem was Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim? Because it says, Vayachzik Hashem Eslev Parai. So Vayachzik Hashem Eslev Parai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Parai, and that led to Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. So he said, that's where it became, that's Memach Choizik Fin Amench. That's the term. The term is Vayachzik. Another one. It new, right? New. As in nu. So what does nu mean? Nu means schnell. Nu, what's taking so long? Nu. So he says it's bashit. That comes from the word na, right? Na, as in nun aleph, that you find in the Torah means now, achshav, ata. In fact, Ibn Ezra says that every single time it says na b'mikra, it always means now. That's what the word na means. So had it not become nu? So he says, no, it's bashit, because you have people that instead of saying comets aleph ah, they say comets aleph ooh. So as a result, what is not to some is really new to others. And that's how it became new. And then he's ma'arich a little bit. He says that you find by the Karban Pesach, it says in the Torah, al toichlu mimenu na. What does na mean? So in Chassan Sofer, we taiched halb gebruten, right? It's half cooked. That's what na means. What does it mean? Because you're eating it very fast, right? It's kemaychul ben drusoy. It's b'meiros. You're eating it before it has a chance to cook. It's all from the same shayrish, because na means now. He says in English, even now means that, right? He says now comes from the same shayrish. Then he talks about how nu became ni, right? Because that's already akasha. Na became nu, but then you have nini, right? So how does it become ni? Ayin Shami, he talks a little bit about that. But regardless, this is mamish hafachba v'hafachba. The word nebuch. What's the shayrish to the word nebuch? It's very interesting. He says, Shamati says, I heard two different pshatim. I heard a pshat that nebuch is an acronym for nishba'ach. Nishba'ach, it shouldn't be by you. He said he heard another pshat that nebuch is an acronym for noisei ba'olim chavera. So nebuch could be nishba'ach, and nebuch could also mean noisei ba'olim chavera. This is an easy one. It says gevein la'yehidim. Right? Maybe they say also says Gevein La Yehudim. I've only heard it says Gevein La Yehudim. So what does it mean says Gevein La Yehudim? It's Pashit, because the Yidden, it was La Yehudim, I saw Oyre V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Kar. So if you have a tremendous Ribuy of Simcha, so you say says Gevein La Yehudim. On the Oy Samach, he has insert Soloveitchik. Right? So what's Soloveitchik? So he writes like this, Shem Mishpacha. It's a family name. Read it inside. Mishpacha Mifursemes Yoytze Chalotzov Shor Reb Chaim Bivaloshim. Oimrim, they say, Shenikru b'shem zeh, shehu shem tzipar. It's the name of a bird, sheshar yofa. So there was a bird, it was called Soloveitchik, that sang very, very nicely, and then it says, Nightingale Balaz. That's the bird. V'tofsu shem zeh, mipnei shehoyu levi'im, because the Soloveitchiks, kiyudua, all levi'im, shehoyu m'shoyrim b'beis ha-mikdosh, and they used to sing in the beis ha-mikdosh, and then he writes, Ayin Erech Schulzinger. Says, if you want to see more about that, take a look at what I wrote by Schulzinger. So by Schulzinger, Rav David Cohen writes, also, Shem Mishpacha, Murkav Mishnei Milin. Schulzinger. So Schulzinger is a Schulzinger. Rotzoloimer, Hamishur Bebeis Akneses, Ubal Mones Alevi Kosav, Shneshem Hamishpacha Schlesinger, Ba Mishulzinger, Shekaru Atzman Beshem Ze, Nepne Shahoyu Levim, Shesharu Bebeis Amikdash, because they were Levim that used to sing in the Beis Amikdash. Talk about the rest of the story. Here's another one. Erezachnyok. Oh, that's a good one. What does that mean? Erez Achnyok. So first of all, Rav David Cohen says that the taich of Achnyok is an ishtam sheyecholim lefatoisai. Right? I've heard it used in different contexts and settings, but first you have to know what it even means. You have to use it properly. So Achnyok is an ishtam. So he says, I'm going to tell you the pshat. It's based on a gemara, a whole sugya in Masechtas Menachos, daf kuf tes amud beis. The gemara says that after Shimon HaTzadik, the great Kohen Gadol, who served for 40 years, passed away. So his sons became the Kehanim Gedolim. And there was a big asik, which one of his sons was going to be the Kohen Gadol, and it was Chonyoy, his son, that becomes the Kohen Gadol. Now, his brother Shimi was jealous over the fact that his brother's being the Kohen Gadol, and he knew that his Brother Chanyoy wasn't so sharp, so he goes to him, and he tells him, I want you to know that the first day that a person does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to wear woman's clothing. He said, really? He says, yeah. He says, you sure? He says, yeah, 100%. That's what you're supposed to do. So Chanyoy goes and he does the Avodah. This is a Gemara, and he's wearing big day Nashim, and Shimi turns to his chevra and he says, take a look at my brother Chanyoy. He promised his wife that the first Avodah he does as a Kohen Gadol, he's going to dedicate to her, and the way he's going to show it is by wearing her clothing. Anyways, the Olam heard that. They started running after him. They wanted to kill him. He ended up going to Alexandria, right? Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and he builds a replica of the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Yodua. It's what's known as Beis Chanyoy. We've spoken about this many times back in the day when we were learning Kachem. Ties into the Hanukkah theme, because this is the beginning of Hellenism and Greek culture finding its way amongst the Jewish people, where Tzadikim Baisus' movement starts taking root. This is all around that same time. But the bottom line is, said Rav David Kohn, his pasha to me, that the term achniyak came from Chanyoy, because he was the greatest chniyak of all time. He was the one that was nispata. He was the one that fell for this little gimmick. So any person that falls for something becomes known as a chniyak. Erez Hashayni Yid. I'm holding by iron already. What's the makar to that? A shiny yid. You all know what a shiny yid is. Where does that expression come? It's pasha. It comes from the pasuk. Vahadarut the pnei zaken. Right? You have to bashayin. If you have a zaken, a chash of a person, vahadarut. There's a chi of hidur. Hidur means shine. That's the makar. It's a pasuk in the Torah. A shiny yid. The next one is also geshmak. Erez ashlamil. Oh, so. Right, we know some of them too. So, as a shiny yid, as a shlamil. So, what's the makar to a shlamil? See, ready for this? It comes from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. Can't make this up. This is a Chassam Sofer. And this Chassam Sofer is printed in the Hakdamah to Chassam Sofer ala Torah. It's Chelik Dalid. And so the Hakdamah to the Chassam Sofer ala Torah was written by Rabbi Yossi Naftali Shtern, Kiyudua, and he brings it from the Sefer Likutei Chevar Chaim. So in Likutei Chevar Chaim, it's brought down that the Heilige Chassam Sofer once said as follows. He said that the reason we refer to a Shlomil as a Shlomil, now the Chassam Sofer said that a Shlomil is someone she'ein loy mazel toif. This is the Chassam Sofer's definition of a Shlomil. So he said, someone that doesn't have mazel toif as a Shlomil. He said, it's based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is talking about Zimri. And the Gemara says Zimri ben Salu had five names. Right, one of his names was, he was the Nasi, Shlomil ben Suri Shadai. Right, he's Shlomil. Now he says, the Targum Yoinesin says that Yud Beis Nisim Nasu le Pinchas Kidei She Yahari Gezimri. That Pinchas needed 12 things to align perfectly. He needed 12 miracles in order for him to be able to go and to kill Zimri. That means, said the Chassam Sofer, that Zimri was on the wrong end of these Yud Beis Nisim. Meaning, in order for Pinchas to pull off what he did, he needed 12 things to work out perfectly. Which means that in order for Zimri to be on the wrong end of these things, he needed 12 things to work out imperfectly. That means he had the ultimate bad mazel. And said the Chassam Sofer, that's why someone that has bad mazel, he becomes known as a Shlomil. It should be Zimri. So the Chassam Sofer said that the reason is, those were the words of the Chassam Sofer. But he says, you want to know why Shlomil? Because Shlomil ben Tzuri Shadai was on the wrong end of all 12 of these things, and that's why this is what it became known as. There's an expression, Erez Mishaluni, right? He's Mishalanu. Where does that come from? Erez Mishaluni. So he says, that's Pashed. He says, Rosh Hashanah daf chav beiz amid beiz. Pam achas bikshu bai susam lahatis tzach hachamim. Sochru shnei bnei adam ba'arbe meir zuz. Echad Mishalanu v'echad Mishalahem. Oh, Echad Mishalanu. And then he says also, Yeshua Perek, hey, halonu ata imlet zareinu. So you find already that Lashon that you talk about a yid, halonu ata. Are you Mishalanu? Another one, this is easy. Eretzich gemach nish wissendig, right? Classic Yiddish expression. Emach sich nish wissendig. What's the makar to that? It says, Pashit, vayokim melech chadash al Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shmuel, chad amar, that he wasn't a chadash mamish, Elo is the havidomi command of the Yodali Klal. Oh, it comes from the Chazal. It's a gemach nish wissendig. As oivi pare, as it relates to Yosef, he made believe. He had no idea who Yosef was. A boich svara. What's the makar to that? Bav mitziah pei gimel amid beis. Right, the Gemara says, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon was working for the Romans, and he would use his gut to go and to incarcerate people, and then he had charati, he thought maybe he did the wrong thing. So the Gemara says that he made this whole maisa, and he niach yodei al bnei meyav. Va'omar sisu bnei mei sisu umas veikos alachem kach vados alacham alachas kama v'kama sisu bnei mei sisu, because it's my bnei mei that figured it out. You see, svara comes from the boich, and that's where we get this idea of a boich svara, a lichten learning. What's the makar to that? So he says it's a gemar mesachtes megillah. Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Mara says that the Malach came and he gave Toit Chocha to Yeshua. That's that pasuk we mentioned a minute ago. Halanu Ato. And the pasuk says immediately, Miyad Vayolen Yehoshua Balayla Hu Betoicha Emek. And the Gemara's lashon is Melamed Shalon Beunka Shal Alacha. He was Lon Beunka Shal Alacha at Gelikt and learning. Right? It's Pashat. It's a Yiddish expression. Ermaint as er is a Mar Baravashi. Right, a Mar Baravashi. What does that even mean? Who's a Mar Baravashi? So, first of all, he says the taich of a Mar Baravashi is he's like Fashtots, as a Mar Baravashi who miskoya. He has as Ashtots. He says it's Pasha because Ravashi we know was Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. Right, Mimois Rebbe ad Ravashi le'matzino Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. So he says if someone's a benon shel kedoshim, he has a Ashtots. Somebody's father is the biggest gevir in the world. He's going to have a Ashtots. Mar Baravashi was Sai the son of the God of Ador, and he was side the son of the Gvir. So that's why when a person has a shtolz, oh, as a Mar Baravashi, he says, this is where it comes from. Eshreit Chai V'Kayim. It's also easy. Chai V'Kayim Noirim Morim V'Kodesh. Right, that's that in you. But we'll just end with one line. We could do this the whole day, by the way. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different expressions, all rooted in Gemara. We'll just end with one. This maybe is my favorite. And that is, there's an expression called shtissim mitlokshin, right? So, what's the makar to shtissim mitlokshin? Where does that come from? As shtissim mitlokshin. This you mamish can't make up. So he says, I'm going to tell you the makar to the expression shtissim mitlokshin. This is a raid bite onto itself. He says, there was a yid that once went, and he was talking and learning to the Rogachava. And they were handling a rizig kasha. So everyone knows, we've spoken about this kasha many times over the years. Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph discusses the first year that the Yidden entered Mitzrayim, so it was Erev Pesach. And they had a chiv to eat matzah on Tetzvah Pesach, be'erev toichlu matzahs. The problem is that all the tefillah was chadash. You don't bring the carbon omer until Tezayin. So how are they able? And it's a whole asik. So Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, I don't know what the problem was. Yoveh yaseh da'achilas matzah, v'yid chalois haseh de'isa chadash. Let the asnei of matzah be doicha de'isa chadash. So Tosfos says two truths. One teretz Tosfos says is that the asnei of matzah was an asnei de'lifnei adibur, and asnei de'lifnei adibur can't be doicha. The second teretz Tosfos says is that it's gzeira k'zayis rishayna otu k'zayis shnei. Because of that gzeira, that's why it was a problem. So the Velt asks the kasha. I understand the Yerushalmi. I understand this whole process. You want to say to be doicha loisa? I say there's a problem. You know what the problem is? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is awesome in atayr. Right? Chatzi shir is awesome in atayr. So chatzi shir is awesome in atayr. So how could you have an asay doicha loisa? I say the minute this person starts eating the chadash, he's being over the isra deiraisa, albeit the isra of chatzi shir. The mitzvah, he's not going to be mekayim until he eats the full shir. So you don't have that say doicha loisa say. Being the chatzi shir is awesome in atayro. So how could that say a matzah be doicha the isra chadash? As soon as you start eating the chadash, you have the chatzi shir awesome in atayro. You don't have that say till later. Now the truth is, it's telling the Mishul Melech's chakira, because you do the Mishul Melech declares whether just like we say chatzi shir by isurim, do you also say chatzi shir by mitzvahs? So if a person would eat a half a zayis of matzah, does he get a mitzvah or not? So if you're going to take on the tzad of the Mishul Melech's chakira that is chatzi shir by mitzvahs, okay, then it's good. Just like chatzi shir is awesome in atayro, but you also have the chatzi shir by mitzvahs, so you have the same tchiyah. But if you're going to name on the other side of Mishul Melech's Chakir, that there's no Chatzin Shiv and Mitzvahs. So what? Toysus Kash, what's fake to Yerushalmi Yovah Yaseh the Matzvi Yitcholoysa Seh the Chodosh? L'choyre Chatzin Shiv Rasim and Atayre, you're going to have the Isser Chodosh before you Mekai in the Mitzvah Matzah. This is the Velt's Kash. So there was a Yid who was talking to the Rogachava. And he told the Rogachava, going, so I have an Eitzah. A geshmak eitza. You don't like this. The Gemara says in Yumadaf Ayin Dalam Adalf, why is it chazi shiz awesome in Atayra? It's because it's chazi litztarufe. Meaning, really, if you eat a half a zayas, it shouldn't be a problem. But being that you could eat another half a zayas, and if you'd eat another half a zayas, now already you would have eaten the entire share. So because it's chazi litztarufe, that's why the chazi zayas is going to be awesome. So the Yid told the Rogachov a charifus. He says, oh, that's the teretz to the Velt's kasha. He says, because what are you telling me? You're telling me you can't eat Chodosh matzah because of Chatzishir. Chatzishir is only aser because you might eat another half. If you eat another half, then you will be mekayim the mitzvah. And then you'll have the aseh doichalos aseh. And if that's the case, it shouldn't be a problem. What's the kasha? The kasha, when I eat the chatzi shir, I don't have the tchiyah. But when I eat the full shir, I will. The only reason chatzi shir is aser is because it's chasilitz tarufe. Because I can always eat the other half. And because I can always eat the other half, so therefore it comes out, when I eat the minute I'm over the iser, I'll have the eser. And at that point, you'll have the tchiyah. So the Ragachava heard what the siyat said. He was very excited. And the Ragachava told him, shtisim. Mitlakshin. So what does this mean? So the Ragachava said, it's true that Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah only if you eat another half. But this Yid who eats a half a Zayas of Chadash, in order for him to be over the Issa, does he have to eat another half a Zayas of Matzah? What would be if he eats another half of a Zayas of Lakshin? He would also be over the Issa. Right? The point is, chazilitz darufe means you have to eat a full zayas of chadash. The chadash doesn't have to be matzah. The chadash could be some other form of dagon. And in Pilashoni Azov Shalai Ragachava, he said it could be lakshin. And if you would eat a half a zayas of matzah chadash and a half a zayas of lakshin chadash, you wouldn't have the mitzvah and you wouldn't have the eser d'chalos aseh. And if that's the case, your teretz is not good. So he came with a whole charifas to the Ragachava, and the Ragachava heard what he said, and the Ragachava said, shtesim, or maybe shtosim, mit lakshin, and said Rav David Kohn Shlita. It was from that response of the Ragachava, this story made its rounds, that any time a yid innocently says something that shtusim, sometimes it's not just shtusim, but it goes down as shtusim mitlakshin. Either way, this is just a little bit of a toyameh of what's happening in this sefer Yiddish, Hasafa HaKdosha, and I think it gives new meaning to the immortal words of Rav in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Va'amri Lo Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav Amnuna Amar Rav. Minayin shafilu sichas chulin shal talmid chachamim tzricha talmud shenemar v'aleyu lo yibol sichas chulin shal talmid chachamim. Yiddish is a sofa hakidusha, and really all the expressions and all the slang are yisoydam baharei kodesh me'atanach ha-talmud v'amedrish. This is just a flash of brilliance from Hagoyin David Kohn Shlita. Should be gesund, should be able to continue to be a manig and to paskin all the kushyos and shailos hachamurois in the world, and to be marbitz teir and to put out svarim, and we will stop here.